Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. Very, very special guest in the studio. Very excited to have the principal of Jack Yates High School, Mr. Hill. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everyone.
Man, school year is about to start.
Tomorrow.
Man, are you excited about that?
It's always an exciting time when you have scholars entering your building and you have parents eager to drop them off. You know, right. It's been a long summer. But, you know, my staff has been working diligently this summer and making sure that we have an impressive project and an impressive school year set up for these kids. So we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited, too, to see what's going to be happening this school year in the whole Houston area. So speaking of the first day of school, the Million Father March, It is the National Men Take Their Children to School Day. What is the exact date on that, sir?
That's going to be tomorrow, August 25th. What we've asked is that that men, fathers, father figures, uncles, grandfathers, community leaders, pastors, brothers, just mentors, father figures, that they bring their kids to school tomorrow morning and actually sit with them as they get ready to go into the building and begin their academic school year. What we found in the research is that when we have men present on the campus, that, you know, fights are curved, that we have a better opportunity to come against bullying and combat bullying, and kids feel safer. Mm-hmm. And they recognize that, you know, there's a balance now on the campus. You know, we always have a very strong female presence, But we want to beef up the presence of men on the campus to show our young men what it's supposed to look like through being successful the right way. And at the same time, to show our young ladies that, wow, this is what a real man looks like. And this is what I need to be going after. So that's what we're going for, that village approach.
Yeah, the need is so important. Why the first day of school instead of later on in the school year?
It's more like a commitment. You know, we want our fathers to start off with us. Mm-hmm. And if we start in the beginning, hopefully we can keep most of them throughout the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. This program is real special, as what it does is it has the fathers or the father figures commit to bringing their kids to school, volunteering at the school at least 3 times a year, agreeing to come and pick up report cards and progress reports, being available for volunteer activities, as well as just being there for mentoring. You know, there's a strong push for literacy on our campus this year. And what we need are men and father figures to come in and be mentors to our students, our scholars, and at the same time, maybe do some reading with them, take an interest in them. You know, this truly is a campus that needs strong mentoring, and we want it to be from some successful men. And so we're just asking any and everyone that has an interest in the perpetuation of success to come and be a part of our young scholars' lives.
Absolutely. Just sitting here listening to you, you have inspired me. And the last market that I did radio in, I actually volunteered at the youth detention center for the boys, and I taught a little like after school class, and I could tell the difference in those boys in just two visits, really. And so the importance of black men is it's so paramount and it's so needed. Where do you think the fall off came with the black man being the head, the provider, the protector, the educator? I mean, I'm lucky enough to say that I'm caught in both generations. I got, you know, the whole discipline from Big Mama, but, you know, also has, you know, this new way of, you know, how things are with technology and whatnot. So, where do you think that fell off?
It's not even a thought. It's slavery. You know, to be honest with you, when we were separated, not only from our native country, our native tongue, but also our natural role, you know, through it, through the selling and through the trading, you know, separated from families and then to be made to feel less than a man in your own family because, you know, it all goes back to that Willie Lynch mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ever read his essay, you know, yeah. how do you keep this cycle perpetuating? Mm-hmm. And you do so by taking the bare essential, the man, removing him from his place. And then what you have is then the overprotection from the female persuasion to make sure that this does not happen with their young children, their sons. Mm-hmm. And that cycle is continuing. And so mothers and women have had to step into roles that they were not purposed for, but they had to do it because it's all about survival.
And even more so now. Mm-hmm. Than ever, because you see a lot of single mothers and, right. And there's a house full of women and young men are growing up in this house all seeing these women, and then they pick up all these feminine traits, and it also seems like our boys are being feminized to mm-hmm. because that's all they see, because, you know, the male isn't there, but and they may not even be gay,
right,
and it's just, you know.
And it's one of those, one of the byproducts, and it is unfortunate, but that's the reason why it takes very strong men that understand what it means to be emotionally balanced and mm-hmm. stable, mm-hmm. to be an example. Mm-hmm. Women, God bless them, have done an amazing job Absolutely. To make sure that men are raised, but the inclination to say that a woman can truly show a man what it means to be a man is just one of those things that she wasn't fully equipped. That's one of those things. That's not a nature. That's a nurture.
Right.
And so what has happened is that they've had to assume those roles, and they've done an amazing job in doing it. But what we are looking for is for men to come back to their place, which mm-hmm. is being the head, and then taking, for instance, an interest in their children's academics. A lot of times what's happening is that kids just want the attention of someone. You know, someone outside of yes. the norm. And so to mm-hmm. take an interest in a child, be it the actual father, the natural father, is amazing, because a lot of times I just want to make my dad proud. You know, that's the thing. Or my pastor said something to me today, or my teacher acknowledged me, especially a male teacher, or my coach is proud of me today. You know, that's the thing about it. That natural desire to want to be appreciated and at the same time to be acknowledged. You know, I've written a book, and my book is entitled Today's Prince, Tomorrow's King. Mm. And it is written specifically for African-American males, young men. Yes. And what it shows them is that this is who you are, yes. not who you have been told you are, what you believe you are. You actually are royalty. You know, there is something very priestly and very princely inside of each and every one of
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
There's a king inside of each and every one of us. But we have to recognize that we have to go back to our roots and see that, you know, when I was in this position back in Africa or even just being a twinkle in my father or my mother's eye, that when God set us up, he set us up to lead. He yes. set us up to be higher than what we esteem ourselves. Right. And the thing is that we've got to get back to that point.
To that
and
greatness.
Men, yeah, men are the, we need men's presence so that our young men can see, so it's okay to do this. So hard work is its own reward.
Yeah.
And my dad is here with me. And if it's not my dad, this guy that I claim to be my dad is with me, and he thinks that education is important just like I do.
There's an incredible documentary, Mr. Hill, that I saw that changed mm-hmm. my life. And I believe that everybody should watch this documentary. Everybody.
Okay.
White, black, young, old, Hispanic, everybody. It's called Hidden Colors. Mm. This is the untold story of people of Aboriginal, Moor, and African descent. And wow. basically, it's by the director and producer. His name is Tariq Nasheed. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely incredible. Basically, it talks about that we are the original people.
That's right.
Point blank and the period. The melanin in our skin is what triggers that high level of intellect. But we here in America, you know, have been so Americanized right. and, you know, the system has been set up to make us seem otherwise mm-hmm. and think otherwise, you know, that's the strongest thing you can do when you can get into a man's mind and,
you know,
make him think he's less than, which we were on paper for quite some time. As we can still see is what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, that, you know, with the killing of Mike Brown, we still are. But that's a whole nother, we'll get on to that. But it's just absolutely incredible. And we are kings and that's queens. Right. And there are places in Africa that are beautiful, that with castles that mm-hmm. we build. But they never show that to us here. And that documentary exposes all of that.
Right.
And I believe that if everyone watched it and got the true history mm-hmm. of what really happened, I think that we would see ourselves in a much greater light than what is being portrayed in the media and our music.
You know, it's interesting everything. You spoke of that documentary, but the thing that did it for me, and it is a classic, and my family, they get tired of hearing me speak about it, but Roots.
Yeah.
Roots did it for me. You know, I watched it as a child, and, you know, you don't really quite get it. You're like, My mother made us watch it. Yeah, but, you know, you don't really fully,
get it.
But let me tell you, I watched it as an adult through the eyes of being an educator.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized how great we were as a people. And my quest has been to restore that greatness in every young person that I embrace. I need them to know just how worthy they are of the attention that I'm giving them. Just to say that, hey, you are worth it.
Yeah.
And every educator in my building that sits with you, they know that you are worth this time. And we're going to give you our very best every day. This is going to be an incredible year for Jack Yates High School. I mean, we have broken this school down mm-hmm. and we're trying to build it up on some very solid principles of instructional practices that are research-based. We've broken it down to deal with the social aspect, because the reality is, you know, our kids today, they don't speak like kings and queens.
That's true.
And they don't present themselves as such. And it is our mission that every young person that walks across the stage at graduation time and walks through the doors at Jack Yates High School, an institution that was founded or named the namesake of a freed slave who believed in education and educating people or young people of color, we're going to restore that value and that pride. And so we're looking at the social aspects, the instructional aspects, and then to give our scholars some very rich opportunities to experience life outside of just the confines of the institution of learning, but also, you know, let's take some trips to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some college trips. Let's go and let's see what your future can be if you would do, as we say on the campus, just do what's right. You know, there's a saying that we always say, if you do what's right, there's nothing left. Nothing left for you to explain. Nothing left for you to try to fix. You've done it the right way.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do. And we know that if we can get enough fathers and men to come out and help to assist us in showing our scholars the right way, male or female, black, white, Hispanic, we're just looking for the presence of positive, strong men on our campus.
Well, I would like to take you up on that invitation here on the air. And not only do I host this public affairs show on 97.9 The Box, but mainly I'm on Magic 102.1.
Okay.
And so I would love to come out tomorrow and bring the magic van, and however you need me to serve, I'm willing to be there. I'm so down for this effort, because our young boys need to know that they are important, that they are someone, and they need that male presence.
That's right.
And I so stand behind that. I was so incredibly ecstatic when the president announced his My Brother's Keeper initiative. And I'm saying to you, Mr. Hill, that yes, you can expect KG Smooth there.
Well, we look forward to have you. We're gonna have some good coffee and donuts waiting on you. I told the ladies on the campus, I said, now look, now we got these dads coming. They're gonna need something to eat and something to drink, and dads like coffee, and get them some donuts, and don't get just glazed. Get something with a little chocolate and a few nuts on it too. So
absolutely. Back to education and curriculum. When you mentioned how, you know, our students don't speak like kings and mm-hmm. queens, would you say that technology and the way, like how these kids are in a texting yes. world and a 140 character yes. World is a big effect in that? And also, will handwriting just be obliterated? I mean, I was so shocked to go to one of the schools in Speaks for Career Day and find out that they don't even teach how to write in cursive anymore.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you those two.
You know, I'm always told I'm a fundamentalist. And by saying that, what that basically means is that I believe in the basics.
Yeah,
now,
man.
I understand that there is a very advanced technological move that is sweeping the nation, and I want my scholars to be just as much involved. You know, our school is the School of Communications. We have a lot of digital graphics and all these different things that promote that 21st century education. Mm-hmm. But there is no substitute to be able to write a sentence with a subject and a verb that agrees.
Yes.
There just is no substitute for that. Now, I just so funny, just this morning I was sharing, or excuse me, yesterday I was sharing with our educators that it is essential that every day our scholars write before they leave your classroom. Mm. And not only when you look at that writing, you know, when you're looking at exit tickets, you are to assess not only the content, but also let's assess the grammar. Mm-hmm. Let's assess punctuation. Mm-hmm. Like I shared with them as well on Friday that, you know, on this campus, every one of you, or each of you, is now a reading teacher. Each of you is now a writing teacher, because literacy is a problem. Inner city schools sweeping the nation. It is a trend that we have got to try to turn. And we have to work on fluency. We have to work on comprehension. We have to work on making sure that our scholars, our students, our youth are being exposed to things like the classics or African-American literature, yeah. Hispanic literature, things that are going to keep them interested, but understand the relevance and the importance of reading, and actually reading not just for completion, but for appreciation,
yeah.
for the development, for the yeah. growth.
Yeah.
So, yes, writing is something. And you know, unfortunately, we do have scholars and young people that only write in that characteristic type language, the yeah. the texting language.
Uh-huh.
But on
it's
our
not
campus,
not YOU, it's just the letter U.
The letter U, that's right, or you know, R, just of, are you okay?
Right,
and that's what
right,
now
or
four letters,
shorthand or note hand, whatever.
Yeah,
they call it.
And the scary thing about that is that it does translate over into mm-hmm. what they do on written assessments.
Yeah.
And it is the educator's job to correct that behavior and say, you know, look, however you may write and I've even asked our scholars' parents to say, when your child texts you, please force them to text you in complete sentences.
Yeah.
Because we have to have that reinforcement from
yes.
home as well.
Mm-hmm.
It really does take everyone getting involved. So to answer your question, yes, we are teaching those things at Jack Yates High School. But it is scary to know that the basics, the fundamental things like reading and writing, are taking on a different form. That, not to say that it's a bad thing. Evolution is great.
Yeah.
You know, one of my scholars says, you can't stop it. You can't stop the change.
That's right.
It is coming. And we have to adjust with the change. But there are some things that we just shouldn't get away from.
Yeah.
You know, and so reading and writing are those things. We have got to take a very concentrated effort in making sure that our scholars can read and write, and they need to do it daily.
Absolutely. For the 1 Million Fathers Asked, I'm reading this title here, for a Million Fathers March on tomorrow morning, someone listening, do they need to sign up, or they can just show up? tomorrow they're listening, like, hey, you know, I don't have any kids, but, you know, if you say you need some black men out there, I'm there.
Yes, definitely. You know, Houston Independent School District is one that we have to operate with volunteers. We can't pay everyone to do everything that we need done. So what we would like to do is get as many men that want to come out as possible. And the district is very much in support of this. Our trustee, Paula Harris, is very much involved, as well as our superintendent, Terry Greer. I mean, he has expressed his delight about this kind of program, this kind of initiative. And so what we're doing is we're bringing the men in, and we will have a place for them to, again, greet and welcome scholars, and then give them that encouragement along the way. Once the scholars then go into their learning centers or classrooms, we then have a place where they can sign up to volunteer at the school and do things like duty and mentoring and reading. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they would have to go back to the district and become VIP certified. And when they become VIP certified, they can volunteer at anyone's school at that point. And again, it's not a cumbersome process. It's just them, you know, background check. Because, again, we have to make sure we have the right people with our scholars. And with the way things are going nowadays, you know, you want to make sure that you have credible people that are working with kids.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, safety is our primary concern here. That's why it is all remanded to a certain area. But then once we get everyone clear through VIPs, then we can start expanding the project. And they can help out with things like duty and being mentors and role models for our scholars.
Absolutely. That is just great. I'm still kind of new here to Houston. It'll be 2 years at the end of November.
Okay.
So I'm asking out of my own, you know, curiosity, because I don't know. Do you all offer any type of after school programs, or are any of those type of deals still in place? Because, you know, as we know, our kids, after they get out of school,
right,
they have nowhere to go. You know, all of that is going on. So I'm just because I sincerely don't know.
Yeah, we don't have a formal after school program at mm-hmm. Jack Yates High School. We rely on our extracurriculars to keep our scholars engaged. And as many of you in Houston know, our basketball team, we just received those two state championships retro. So, yes, kudos. That goes out to Greg Wise and his coaching staff. And our young men that have represented us very proudly over the last 2 years, actually the last 6 years. This is our fourth state championship in 6 years.
Oh, wow.
In basketball. And then, you know, we also rely on our football and volleyball programs. And I would also like to take this moment to say that our band program, our band program is one that really keeps our scholars engaged. And, you know, we have an excellent program there. We have new leadership in our band program. So we need more academic programs to support it. So what our educators do, though, they offer their own tutorials or enrichment programs, and we're trying to come up with some more clubs for the for after school programs. So yes, we have that coupling of sports or athletics, and then we're trying to match it up with some very strong quality enrichment programs, not just reviewing what we did earlier in the day, but exposing our scholars to different experiences, you know, perhaps you know, like I say, trips to the museum or to the African American Library that I hear is in Fourth Ward. I haven't had the chance to visit it yet. The time I saw it was closed, but that was on a Sunday evening. But just these experiences to make sure that they're exposed to more, to realize that all this was in my community and I didn't know it. And so we just want to make sure that we have a well-rounded scholar at our school.
Absolutely. Can't wait for the school year. Can't wait until tomorrow. It's going to be incredible. I just feel it in my spirit. And I want to thank you for stopping by this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
On Access Houston, man. We are going to be good friends.
Indeed.
Mr. Hill.
Indeed.
Yes, Mr. Hill, the principal of Jack Yates High School. Thank you so much. Tomorrow morning is the event, Million Fathers March, where men nationally are taking their children to school, and we're going to stay with it throughout the whole school year.
Indeed.
Yeah, so calling all fathers, calling all men, we want to see you there. Thank you again so much.
Thank you for having us.
You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.